listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
As the one-party rule Democrats seek to turn government committees into echo chambers of totalitarian scams, now they are turning their tyrannical focus on total control of the media. This unwavering propaganda machine is being championed by the likes of former CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien. O'Brien's hypocrisy is on full display after she supported the Trump-Russian collusion hoax and tweeted support for Jussie Smollett. Regardless, O'Brien has self-righteously positioned herself to be an overlord of so-called truth decay.
Media, disguised as journalism, has been spreading lies for years, elevating liars and using the ensuing slugfest to chase ratings, hits, subscriptions, advertisers. Period. Full stop. So how do we get here? Michael Rich, who is the CEO of the RAND Corporation, where I am honored to serve on the board, defines what happened as truth decay, the diminishing role of facts and analysis in public life, in important conversations about policy issues, policy decisions, and election. Do not book liars on the air. That is not brain surgery. People who lie, people who traffic in misinformation and disinformation should not be booked on the air.
At the center of the Democrats' truth gambit, Democratic Representatives Anna Eshoo and Jerry McNerney wrote a letter to the CEOs of the country's largest television providers, bullying them into purging Fox News, Newsmax, and One America News Network from their cable lineups, claiming that these networks promote misinformation and conspiracy theories.
Now, Newsmax, One America News Network, Fox News all use, quote, news in their name. As a well-respected journalist of 30 years, how do you define the word news?
For me, news is about searching for verifiable, accurate, factual information and bringing that to the public. I think journalists spend every day, good journalists at least, trying to figure out how they can serve their public, how they can bring accuracy and facts.
CNN has settled a $250 million defamation suit Sandman filed. It's over a confrontation with a Native American man that made the teenager look like the aggressor. Here, a look back at just some of the media coverage.
Some students harassing an older Native American man, a Vietnam vet, in the midst of a special ceremony.
It does look like that young man to me is taunting the Native American Vietnam vet.
This face-to-face confrontation igniting charges of racism.
The kid, Nick Sandman, he doesn't seem to be afraid, but he did make a choice, and that was to make it into a standoff. That was not a good choice.
Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley weighed in on the brazen violation of the Constitution.
To be honest, from the perspectives of free speech and the free press, the letter is not just chilling, it's positively glacial. I admit that I may be a relic in my views, but I continue to believe that the greatest protection against bad speech is better speech. Those seeking limits often speak of free speech like it's a swimming pool that must be monitored and carefully controlled for purity and safety. I view it more as a rolling ocean. It is indeed dangerous, but it's also majestic and inspiring. Its immense size allows for a natural balance. Free speech allows false ideas to be challenged in the open rather than driving dissenting viewpoints beneath the surface. As evident in my writings, I maintain what was once a mainstream view of free speech, that it's that the greatest protection against bad speech is more speech. That view is admittedly under fire and indeed may be a minority view today, but history has shown that public and private forms of censorship do not produce better speech. It is rather a self-replicating, self-perpetuating path that only produces more censorship and more controlled speech. That's why I've encouraged you in my testimony not to proceed down that slippery slope towards censorship. Disinformation is a scourge in our society.
And we'll be right back with the American Journal.
March is here. and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke. I'll be here until 11 a.m. when Alex Jones takes over. This is the start of our broadcast day here on March 2nd, 2021. And we're watching the John Bowne report, and I noticed that Soledad O'Brien was gushing that she works for the RAND Corporation. I've actually been out front of the RAND Corporation. They have a giant nuclear bomb mushroom cloud made out of chain link fences. And if you look at a top sky view, yeah, it looks like an eye. And there it is in L.A. And the RAND Corporation, we interviewed a guy, probably 10, 11 years ago, who wrote a whole book on the RAND Corporation. And the reason we have health insurance co-pays because of the RAND Corporation. They said, look, we could do these things. We can start them off really small. And people will pay them, say, $3, $5. And now, what's your copay when you go to the doctor? $30, $40, sometimes $50. That's thanks to the RAND Corporation. They're basically hired out by other giant corporations to figure out ways to screw the American people. We've got a lot of news. This caught my eye this morning as I got up. Capitol on high alert with almost 5,000 National Guard troops on the street amid bizarre QAnon conspiracy theory that Trump will be made president again in 2 days. Now, I am just amazed at the power of QAnon. QAnon can literally have 5,000 National Guard troops out in the streets. Has anyone been arrested as QAnon? Who is this QAnon that is making all these people go to the Capitol? Is it really Trump? Like some QAnon believers believe? Who knows? But one thing's for certain, we don't know who QAnon is, and we never will. Because QAnon is the new Al-Qaeda. QAnon is there anytime you need a boogeyman. You pivot to QAnon. Before it was Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is going to get us. We have to make you take your shoes off and go through body scanners to get onto an airplane. We have to search your luggage. We have to limit the amount of luggage you can bring. You know, back in the day, you could drag a 100-pound suitcase onto that plane. They'd let you take it. Now they have to weigh everything, 50 pounds. So we've built the Homeland Security and FBI and everybody to look at Al-Qaeda. Everything's Al-Qaeda. And now that is just pivoted to domestic terrorism and QAnon. But we'll never catch the leader of QAnon, no matter how many FBI agents they put on the case. You know, they sent 10 agents to go examine a garage door pool because someone saw it and they thought it might have looked like a noose. And that's where we're going today. I'm going to take your calls today. We got a report from Alex Jones. Did you know that it's okay for media organizations to quote a puppet of a person and attribute it to that person? It's like the straw man, but it's the puppet man. You know, the straw man is somebody you can put up and says, this person does this, 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 and this. Look at him. Terrible person. When in reality, the person's over here not doing any of that. Well, the puppet man is you could have the puppet come on and say all these outrageous things. And then when a news organization wants to do a hit piece on you, they just quote the puppet. They just say, he said this. When in actuality, it's a puppet. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to read you the quote before we play this video. We'll play this at the bottom of the hour. And it's called Puppet Gate. I don't have the exact title in front of me, which I will find in a second. But the article that I'll be reading from, here it is, Puppet Gate. Daily Mail claims Howard Stern puppet is Alex Jones. And why did we have to make this video? We had to make this video because of this article from the Daily Mail. Exclusive. It's pretty down there, isn't it? Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones taunts his ex-wife by buzzing her home in a helicopter after judge ordered him to stay away in bitter custody battle. And in this article, it says Alex Jones appeared on the Howard Stern Show in December 2020 on December 17th and said, you're going to love this. I gotta pull this up. I was going to save this for a little bit, but I'll go ahead and cover it now. Oh, boy. I mean, you just have to love these people. Here it is. Speaking on the Howard Stern Show on December 17th, he ranted, meaning Jones, this is normalized mass extermination, a bio attack on humanity. The day before our Lord's birth in the name of the satanic pedophile globalist New World Order. They want a forced inoculation of the Gates vaccination, which has an HIV delivery system gene encoding. It has HIV in it. And so they attribute those quotes to Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones did point out that COVID-19 does have the HIV delivery system. And other groups have pointed that out. That Alex Jones didn't analyze the virus himself. We looked at reports from India. We had a bioweapons expert who's written treaties on bioweapons, Dr. Francis Boyle, who read studies and papers and said it was a chimera. It was a mix of different viruses put together like a Frankenstein monster and unleashed on the world. And the media still won't even admit that. That's how much they care about you. They won't even admit that this virus has HIV in it, even though when you look at the little spike proteins, that's what they are. That's the HIV delivery system. That's the thing that clicks onto your other cells, locks in, and starts the pumping. Yeah, DARPA BioWare weapon vaccine will kill people. So that came out a little bit later. That was, but if you go back to February 2020, there's actually a video where he breaks it down of what it is. It's got flu virus. It's got SARS. It's got coronavirus and then the HIV delivery system. And this was all put together, started off in North Carolina. Then they moved the research to Wuhan. And I don't even have the article in front of me, but Gateway Pundit was showing some emails a couple days ago that showed that they were working on the vaccine in late 2019. When we have on video Dr. Fauci saying in mid-January, the Chinese put out the genome or parts of it. And some people say it's not even the full genome. They put out parts of it because they don't want to show you the parts where they actually put things together. No, we didn't get those parts. We only got the parts that they wanted you to see. But, hey, it worked. Got Donald Trump out of office. Destroyed the economy, created a lot more drug addicts, created a lot more people dependent on the big tit of government. So I think in the next segment, I'm going to get into a little bit of the FBI, then we'll play Alex's piece where he's being quoted as a puppet. And there's all kinds of other things going on in this hit piece. But I think the most glaring is when you can make a puppet. Here's a, pull that back up, guys. Let me read that headline to people. Exclusive evidence shows U.S. government and American scientific establishment involved in cover-up of COVID-19's origin. Yeah, you think? I mean, it'll come out eventually in a book somewhere that some guy's going to write 5 years from now. Oh, wow. It actually came from the Wuhan lab, but before that, they were working on it in North Carolina, and it had the HIV delivery system in it. That's why people were getting false positive for HIV, and that's why they canceled the vaccine trials in Australia. Oh, wasn't that amazing? Nobody knew. And we were here telling you that the entire time. We'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta. And you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory. That are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of the human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Blue. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, you can watch all of our live programming. I said programming. All of our live shows. Because we don't try to program you. We just try to show you things. That's why I bring all these articles out here. To show you things so you can make your own decisions. And we're not trying to convince you that there's a boogeyman named QAnon who can control massive amounts of white supremacists and sick them on unsuspecting minorities, which is what mainstream media will have you believe. But I would like to get into sort of kind of a boogeyman that can, these people can walk around. They have unlimited power, it seems like. And if you lie to them, you can go to jail, but they can lie to you all they want. Now that's the FBI. You see, it's okay for the FBI to falsify documentation that leads to an investigation of the president and people surrounding him. That's okay. You don't serve any jail time. You might get in trouble a little bit. Might get a slap on the wrist. Don't do that. Don't get caught. That's what they want you to say. Don't get caught. But let's start off this little foray into the FBI and how great they are for America by going back to Judge Napolitano. And here he is talking about, you know, how they set up the apparatus of the FBI in this counterterrorism paradigm to go after Al-Qaeda and other international terrorists. So let's watch this and we'll discuss.
Can the federal government take credit for saving us from a plot of its own creation tonight? Has the federal government kept us safe, or does it just want us to think that it has kept us safe? If you ask the leadership of the FBI, most of whose field agents are tireless, dedicated, constitution-supporting professionals, it will tell you that it, the FBI, has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. They were planned, plotted, controlled, and carried out by the federal government itself. In all of these 17 cases, from the Fort Dix 6 to the Lackawanna 7 to the Portland parade bomber, the feds found young men of Muslim backgrounds, loners who were bitter at America. They befriended them, cajoled them, and persuaded them that they could change the world by killing Americans. In all these cases, agents worked undercover and portrayed themselves to the targets as Arabs of like un-American mind. In some cases, the federal agents used third parties to act as middlemen. The third parties were typically persons who had been convicted of crimes and who, in return for leniency at their own sentencings, were willing to work with the same feds who prosecuted them in order to help the feds entrap whomever else those feds were pursuing. Thus, in all 17 of these cases, because of the command and control of federal agents, no one was ever in danger, no one was harmed, no bomb went off, and no property was damaged. But in all those cases, the losers whom the feds targeted each believed that they were interacting with real plotters who would bring them cash and bombs. As we know, sometimes the cash arrived, but the bombs never did. Are any of these plots criminal? Can the government just pick and choose whom to seduce and then lower the boom at the right time and arrest its would-be Confederates? Is this a proper and efficient use of law enforcement resources? The answers to these questions are obvious and they are not good. The courts have made this legal so long as the target of these plots had a mental predisposition to cause harm. But none of this keeps us safe. All of this makes us less free, as any one of us can be entrapped. And we are fools if we praise the government for exposing a plot of its own creation and saving us from a danger that never existed.
Oh, there's Christopher Wray, keeping America secure in the new age of terror. White people are everywhere. Now, isn't that interesting? That's old Judge Napolitano. New Judge Napolitano kind of went anti-Trump. Didn't really like him. probably had some beef with him somewhere along the way. Didn't get that Supreme Court nomination that he wanted. But there, 17 plots at the time, all broken up by the feds because they were run by the feds. Guys, I asked y'all if y'all could find that article or just any article. There was, I remember, Provocateur Unmasked Cleveland's Bridge Bomb Plot Informant. Shaquille Azir was indicted twice during the FBI Occupy Cleveland operation. This is one of the five men charged. Okay, so the attorney for the five men charged in connection with an alleged plot to blow up an Ohio bridge has revealed the identity of the provocateur informant hired by the FBI to infiltrate the Cleveland group. And this is one that just, this is always, because you look at the guys that were in this, the guys that were arrested, the five men. If you could find a picture of the five men, I mean, they don't look like they can tie their shoes, these guys. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm almost as hairy as the guy on the bottom there. But, I mean, do these guys look like they're putting together bombs? Maybe they do. Maybe you think they do. But to me, they just look like lost souls that are probably getting high on meth and weed. I don't know if that's true. But their landlord was the guy that talked him into doing this. Of course, he was arrested on other charges. See, all that stuff that Napolo said, there's a case example right there. Put fake bombs at Ohio Bridge. So that's what the FBI is doing with your money. They're going out there and trying to find people. They're creating crimes. When I get back, I'm going to play the six-week cycle, which some people suggest that every 6 weeks, the FBI has a group or somebody ready to launch out into the media and say, look, we caught somebody. We're doing good. Give us more money. We're here to help. Because all this stuff that they worked on for since the year 2001, now it's all coming home. They've got everybody trained. They've got processes in place. And now they're going to come after the American people. And yesterday, we had a video called FBI Counterterrorism Unit is Investigating InfoWars. And we've actually had one of our crew contacted by the FBI who wasn't even in D.C. on the 6th. There's Alex Jones showing the business card of the FBI agent. So, people that weren't even there on the 6th, and they know that because they have all the phone data, yet they're still trying to go after people here that work at this organization. I guess maybe to see if they could turn them. Maybe they can become an informant. You could be secret agent too. Here, just pretend, talk to some people and get them to, you know, say they want to do something bad so we can go after them because we're here to help. We're FBI. I am an FBI agent. So when we get back, we'll talk about the six-week cycle, and then we'll look at some cases where the FBI hasn't done a damn thing. You know, we'll send 10 agents to look at a rope on a garage door. But hey, real crimes? Pedophilia? Eh, we're not interested if it's the Democrats. We don't really care. It's not our job. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Joining us, I'm Rob Dew. You're watching The American Journal every day, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. You can find it at band.video or on some local cable provider. We got a little satellite on top of the roof that we beam our signal out. And freedom-loving Americans across the country grab that signal and show it to their people, their customers. So you can check that out. Check your local cable provider. We're on radio. We're on shortwave. We're all over the place. And we do this even though we're under constant attack. You know, we've got the FBI wanting to ask questions of our employees, dropping off business cards, a little ominous business card. We need to talk to you. I am an FBI agent. We got some questions. Oh, no, you don't need a lawyer. It's okay. Yeah. Oh, Representative Omar? No, we're not looking into her. She just paid her husband $2 million, her boyfriend. Who could tell these days?
Hunter Biden's laptop? You know, we're really not interested. He's a Democrat. Anthony Weiner's laptop? Well, we got him. Nobody else involved. I know the NYPD was freaking out. A lot of the guys that have looked at it have committed suicide. That really doesn't mean anything. FBI examining Hunter's laptop as foreign op, contradicting Trump's intel czar. Of course, that's the Daily Beast. Yeah. Then that's what came out. Oh, Hunter Biden's laptop. That's Russian disinformation. I mean, these are people that are supposed to be working for our country. Instead, they're working for China. I mean, you can say the FBI is run by China, and I would believe you. So we were talking about the six-week cycle, and how every 6 weeks it seems to be that an FBI case gets uncovered, and they've stopped another terrorist, another baddie. This is Washington Journal. A caller called in and was asking I think he's a FBI agent, Ronaldo Tarishi. Well, let's find out. Let's see what he says about the FBI 6 week cycle. He's probably going to deny it.
Our guest, Ray Tarishi of the FBI Agents Association. Here's Matt from Reno, Nevada, Republican line. Hello.
In the morning, I was just calling. I'm a watcher of C-SPAN and also a listener of the show called No Agenda with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. They bring up an interesting point a lot in their deconstruction of the media and also what's sort of going on with our FBI and our federal agencies. And they bring up a good point of every 6 weeks almost. To the week or on the dot, there's some type of FBI sort of bust that goes down. And it's been explained, too, that there's possibly, you know, a cycle that they like to have because otherwise you can't really keep the American people scared. I was just wondering what your comments were on that. And also, is it legal to sort of entrap people with, like those guys in Ohio who didn't have the capability or means to actually detonate or set up a bomb on a bridge, but were arrested?
Look at him. He's looking for an out.
Jail, and the last one's actually just trying to fight for his life. And yeah. I mean,
caller, we'll leave it there, Mr. Tarishi.
The FBI investigates thousands of cases with the proper media attention to those cases.
Oh yeah,
we like to show the American people what it is that we do to keep them safe, and also try to show criminals and terrorists that we, the FBI, are out there. I'm not aware of any six-week cycle that you're talking about, and I'm not aware of the facts of your case. All that I'll say is the individuals that you referenced were brought through a very regimented legal process with a strict adherence to the Constitution of the United States of America, and a jury of their peers will decide.
That's right.
Whether
we're going to let a jury of their peers decide
what they're accused
about
of
the doing. Evidence that we created out of thin
Clint
air.
Up next.
Not the FBI.
Go ahead, we can cut
Clint
it there.
Up next from-
and that we've pushed onto them using FBI informants, guys who are trying to get out of other charges. Okay, it's like, hey, we're going to give you a break. Can you get us five more guys? He's like, hey, they're my tenants. I can get them for you. Fake terror plots, paid informants, and tactics of FBI entrapment questioned. Yeah, it might be questioned, but that's never going to stop. All right, this goes back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover. The FBI is basically a goon squad that might investigate counterfeiting, and every once in a while they get some sex crimes. But basically, it's an agency out there. Well, now they're dedicated to looking at Americans as the enemy. And they'll hide evidence whenever they can. You can probably find articles about Oklahoma City where they pulled security footage out. We've never seen that footage. I mean, we convicted and killed a guy for planting those bombs. You could look up 9/11 when the plane hit the Pentagon. The FBI, what did they do when they arrived? They quickly confiscated the tapes from the gas station. I mean, that's what they're, you know, and you would think, hey, if this corroborated the story that a giant plane hit the Pentagon, they would show it to the American people, wouldn't they? Here's another one, the underwear bomber. Now, that's what we got. We got that. Now, there's security tapes from across the street. And people were looking at him going, what the hell is that? And so they go, oh, here's three frames or six frames. And this shows it's a plane. I didn't see no plane. Saw something fast moving. Didn't look like a plane. Didn't look as big as a plane. Oklahoma City, there was a Ryder truck. Because remember, first it was a car bomb. And then it became a truck bomb. And then they had witnesses that saw people putting gray sticks of butter on pillars. And then there were multiple explosions. And so what does the FBI do? They come and confiscate the tapes, take them away. We'll never see them again. You've got a young man who was killed by the FBI. His name was Todashev. He was friends with the Boston Bombers. Oh, remember the Boston Bombers where the FBI stood up on national TV and said, we need your help finding these individuals. We don't know who they are. When, in fact, they had interviewed one of the guys twice and his mother once. But they didn't know who they were. Yeah. He was shot dead by FBI agents during a police interview. He allegedly attacked the agents with a Piper stick. You know, they don't add in there that he had had ACL reconstruction surgery. Now, I don't know if anybody out there has ever had it. I've had that reconstruction surgery. And you're not running around attacking FBI agents, I don't think. In my opinion, I couldn't stand up with a stick and attack FBI agents. I could barely put weight. I could barely bend my knee after this surgery. I'm not defending these guys. They were probably jerks. But what I'm saying is this happens a lot. All right, when we come back, we're going to play Alex Jones's video where the Daily Mail quotes a puppet. And then we're going to play you the video. We show you the quote, and then we play the video where the actual puppet is speaking in the place of Alex Jones. That's what we've come to in this clown world. All right? Getting framed by puppets. That's right. Listen to Keanu. I am an FBI agent. All right, we'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order, and now that people woke up to the fact that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
One of the largest and most influential publications in the world has come out in a false report and claimed that a Howard Stern puppet show event last year that was making fun of me was real and attributed the quotes to me that they are now trying to use in court to take my children.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Howard! I want to be clear. I have a love-hate relationship with the Daily Mail. It's a very diverse newspaper. It is a tabloid. It covers a lot of serious news. It covers a lot of disinformation and just pop garbage. But that said, I have had the Daily Mail over the years report on things that we've covered when no one else would, like the Bilderberg Group, World Government, Jeffrey Epstein, you name it. So they've got some good reporters there. But they have a particular group of reporters that continue to put out just outrageous disinformation over the years working with my ex-wife. And I've never responded to it. But this time I have to because the falsehoods that have been put out are so outrageous.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Winter Sun Plus is the highest grade of vitamin D3 you're going to find with vitamin K for your immune system, for your overall well-being. And it is 50% off with promo code SUN, S-U-N, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's selling out. 50% off, promo code SUN at InfoWarsStore.com. As our regular viewers and listeners know, I rarely respond to tabloid attacks. I'm attacked by dozens of newspapers a week, sometimes hundreds. So there are attacks on a daily basis, and I can't even spend my time reading most of this garbage. But when it includes my children and where my children sometimes live, I'm forced to put the Daily Mail and others on notice. The Daily Mail ran this so-called news story titled Exclusive. It's pretty down there, isn't it? Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones taunts his ex-wife by buzzing her home in a helicopter after a judge ordered him to stay away in bitter custody battle. That's not true, and I'm about to lay out the facts. I have a longtime friend, Shane Steiner. My children are friends with his daughters. They've been friends with his children since they were basically toddlers.
The daughter that my ex-wife was talking about here being scared of the helicopter has been up several times with Shane and myself and loves the helicopter. She was visiting with her mother. She called me on FaceTime and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm about to get on Shane's helicopter with my dad and fly out and eat at the Salt Lick barbecue by your house. She said, you should come visit me. I said, do you want me to? She said, sure. So we get on the helicopter. It takes about 5 minutes to get out there in Dripping Springs. We're flying over, and I automatically see down there that my ex-wife's already out there taping, and there's my daughter waving. We'll show you that video. So I tell Shane, hey, go ahead. Don't fly right over, because I had a bad feeling that this was going to be misrepresented. And so we simply loop around and go back the other way we come. Didn't even do a circle around the house. Didn't fly over the property. Flew over at a safe height because my daughter had asked us to, and I'm going to show you those text messages where she was calling me all day, but I was busy at work saying, call me, call me. Finally, she's like, call me now. And then finally, she FaceTimed me. And so this then gets turned into a newspaper article that I was buzzing where she was staying with her mom to try to scare them in violation of some court order that doesn't exist. There's so many falsehoods in this article that I'm not going to go over them all. But one of the other big glaring ones is that a puppet show that Howard Stern did in December of last year is me. And they use quotes in the article from the puppet show saying that the puppet is Alex Jones. I am not the voice actor that plays the Alex Jones character, though he is very talented. Howard Stern has done many of these puppet shows. He's done them with Jimmy Kimmel.
Alex Jones is great. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com. Planet.tv. I am here speaking with controlled corporate media gatekeepers, degenerate Satanist Howard Stern, and the leader of four pedophile cults, Jimmy Kimmel. Good morning.
Good morning.
He's done them with other celebrities, with the Alex Jones puppet, and quite frankly, I think it's entertaining. But to take the words of a puppet that is a popsicle stick puppet and to say it's me is just next level disinformation.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Good morning, Howard. What we are witnessing is the globalist Trojan horsing the mRNA nanotech multi-stage 5 virus Gates vaccination. This is normalized mass extermination, a bio-attack on humanity, exterminism of white Christians before the day of our Lord's birth in the name of the satanic pedophile globalist New World Order. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com.
You know, I try to follow what you're saying. You speak very fast.
Let me slow it down for you so you can understand.
Ahead.
They want forced inoculation of the Gates vaccination, which has the HIV delivery system gene coding. It has HIV in it. It has HIV in it. It has HIV in it. This is AIDS 2.0 eugenics for a post-human world. Do you understand that?
Well, I mean, I thank you for slowing down. I appreciate that.
Again, I am not the puppet on the Howard Stern show, and I'm not Colonel Kilgore from Apocalypse Now attacking Vietnamese villages. My daughter asked me to fly over. Here are her text messages. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I do not believe that Bill Gates is putting HIV in the vaccines. That is the Daily Mail making up lies and putting it in my mouth, and that is extremely dangerous. And that's why I've been forced to respond here today. I've snuck on military bases to cover urban warfare drills. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I, you know, go out there without bodyguards and do all this stuff. I'm not normally a timid person. I'd gone in. I'd gotten my Piers Morgan interview. To be clear, I have not been on the Howard Stern show since 2013, 8 years ago this month. The puppet show that he does is a parody of me, and I promise you that piece of paper is not me.
Howard, I know you used to have George Soros come on your show all the time when you guys would play Wheel of Soros back in the day.
Yeah.
I love that. Back in 2002. Do you remember that?
No.
I'll prove it to you right now. Roll the clip. You'll see.
Hey, now it's time for
Wheel of Soros.
All right, Soros, spin that wheel.
All right, you can watch the rest of it. With the article, go to the article on InfoWars.com. Puppetgate, Daily Mail claims Howard Stern puppet is Alex Jones. So that's what we've been reduced to at this point. We have to defend ourselves because international news organizations are saying, hey, this is what you said, and it's actually a puppet.
And let me go back and I'll read the quotes that they quote in this article. And you heard the puppet say those. Speaking on the Howard Stern Show on December 17th, he ranted, "This is normalized mass extermination, a bioattack on humanity, .. before the day of our Lord's birth in the name of the satanic pedophile globalist New World Order. They want forced inoculation of the Gates vaccination, which has the HIV delivery system gene coding. It has HIV in it. It has HIV in it." And, you know, next they'll say, Alex Jones had Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci on his show trying to make fun of the vaccine. How can you believe this? And, you know, the lawyers have sent letters to Daily Mail. What are they going to do? Are they going to say, nope, we're standing by this. He is a puppet. It's crazy. So spread that video, because this is what they're doing now. They'll probably create a Trump puppet, and the Trump puppet will say things. And there'll probably be a QAnon puppet. And you create all these little puppets, and that's who's going to speak for us now, are puppets. Puppets, puppets, puppets. Well, you did see in that video the promo code for Winter Sun, if you were watching. There's a 20-second ad there in the beginning, and we put out promo codes sometimes. And those are usually only found on Bandai Video, but that one did slip through the cracks. But if you want to check out some of our other great items, then these are products that you need, and they're amazing, especially the Survival Shield, 50% off right now, plus free shipping. Turbo Force, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Privacy Pouches, $10 off, plus free shipping. Knockout, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. All these, free shipping. Ultra 12, 50% off. Now, Winter Sun's 25% off, but you saw the promo code. Get another 25% off if you remember that promo code. All Storable Foods, 10% off plus free shipping. And Alexa Pro, $50 off plus free shipping. Now, going back to the Storable Foods, shipping is a huge cost in Storable Food because this stuff is heavy and it's big. It's food. So go to InfoWars Store right now. Fortify your supply up to 50% off and free shipping. And if you're smart enough to catch those promo codes, put those in and get more off. We'll be right back after this. You're watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's right. Be sure and spread those links for all the shows we have here live. I'm going to give out the call-in number, and we are going to take your calls in this hour. And then in the third hour, I'm going to have Dell Bigtree in studio. So I will save any vaccine questions. Wait until these lines are clear. And we'll get you on with Dell Bigtree because he wants to take a lot of calls on vaccines. So 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I can talk about anything. If you want to talk about vaccines, wait until the third hour, and we'll take your calls with Dell Bigtree. And right now we're going to go to a report from John Bowne entitled The Great Shutdown.
Just this weekend, I saw British TV, UK TV, Australian TV, and Canadian news looking at the Great Reset for what it is, a world government corporate takeover where they're exempt from the taxes and the regulations, nobody else is, and then everybody from small farms to small factories to power plants gets shut down.
There's a big difference between investment and ownership. My objection in the past has been to selling out our water to very vital commodities, just as we've seen in relation to our telecommunications or indeed in relation to our agriculture, our dairy industry. So because we've sold the dairy industry completely virtually to China, they're getting fresh milk, they're getting powdered milk, when that's precisely what our families need.
Well, another warning sign is any organisation with the term world in their name. And of course, we shouldn't forget the World Trade Organization. With lofty goals espousing free trade, its real mission seems not to be holding China to the same integrity requirements as the rest of the world when it comes to intellectual property protection, trade tariffs and barriers, etc. Thank goodness it has the goal to reduce inequality, which is socialist speak for taking from the productive and giving to the non-productive. Someone needs to tell them about history. It shows it never works.
The Great Reset. This is the plan by the World Economic Forum to encourage governments to use all the levers they used during lockdown, enforced business closures, 23-hour lockdowns, restricting how far you can go from your home, and ridiculously aggressive policing tactics in order to tackle climate change. The Guardian last week ran a lengthy and, to be frank, fairly tedious article by someone I've never heard of called Anne Davies attacking me, it seems to be my week, for spreading conspiracy theories about the Great Reset, accompanied by a photo of myself looking suitably deranged and unhinged. Ms. Davies clearly doesn't understand what a conspiracy theory is. There is no secret agenda about the Great Reset. They're shouting it from the rafters. It's not me saying they want you to own nothing and be happy about it. It's them. Carbon prices, only eat meat as a treat, billions of refugees from climate change. I have only ever repeated the words of Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, the words of Prince Charles, who said use all the levers, the words of the head of the United Nations, Guterres, who says we must use COVID to counter climate change, and many other very powerful and influential individuals who insist we must go straight from COVID lockdowns to climate lockdowns.
And Australia is a couple years ahead of us in this. So it's bankrupting their farmers, their businesses. But when China comes in, their companies are exempt by the government. Well, it's the same thing now with Biden.
I think also here we need a reset. We cannot go back to the system of multilateralism which we have established after
World War II. All right, your call is coming up next.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on Gravity Fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Now, this is an interesting... You want to talk about Orwell? This is Orwellian. All right? Up is down, black is white. Freedom bracelet. Tracking device launched as alternative to quarantine. And you got to look at the two young millennials they found to model their freedom bracelets. Look how hip and cool they are. They got their masks. They got their freedom bracelet. And the freedom bracelet is a tracking device. Up is down, black is white. PureCare. Asking travelers to choose between military enforced quarantine in a motel and electronic bracelet. I don't even know where to start with this. That's right, because you are on the prison planet. Prison planet. See, here's the planet, and here's the bars on the prison planet. You can't escape the prison planet. There it is. Maybe get a dot cam shot of my beautiful artwork of the prison planet. Prison planet. I'll just keep doing this till we go to the dot cam shot. Prison planet. That's where you're at, where freedom bracelets track where you're going. Because that's the world we live in now. Let's go to Josh in Florida, wants to talk about big tech censorship on line five. Josh, how are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing, Rob? Great to talk to you. I wanted to touch base on a couple of things. I think we're going to see before the agenda 2030, before 2030, the next great reset is going to be involving the internet. We have what's known as ICANN, which stands for the Internet Corporation of Assigned Name and Numbers. And on my blog, thegoodfightnews.com, I wrote about this about 4 or 5 years ago, how they have now merged with the UN. And what ICANN does is they issue the IPs, they control the top-level domain names, and without an IP, you don't exist online. They're also in bed with another company called Iron Mountain, which controls all the data, they have all the data, and they issue all the IPs. Another thing I wanted to say is, I think in order to go after big tech, there is, I'm not a lawyer, but from what I understand is if they ever used InfoWars analytics to make a penny, I think that has something to do with the Commerce Clause. So if I'm paying Google for Google ads or Facebook for Facebook ads, they're using my audience to retarget. Now we're in a contractual agreement for money. I'm not a lawyer. Like I said, it's like the RICO Act. It was on the book for 15, 20 years before some lawyer found that RICO clause and was able to go after the mob. And I have a feeling there's something out there where big tech cannot just shut you down if you're doing business with them and they're using your fans and your audience and your analytics to make money.
Yeah, I know. Just ask Parler how that worked out for them. This is how it works. They own the judges. They've bought off the Republican and Democrat Party. There's very few people that have been bought off. You can tell when they haven't been bought off because people like Resist Programming post things like Lauren Boebert proudly posted this pic with InfoWars conspiracy host Alex Jones. And this was like over a year ago. But hey, we have people that can go back in time and look and see what you did and find if you did something we didn't like. Something that goes against the invisible rule book that has everything you can say or can't say in the United States. It's this invisible leftist rule book.
I agree. It's crazy, but we really got to start. Nobody's talking about ICANN. They could stop all this. They could tell, they could say, hey, Facebook, we're going to revoke your IP if you keep censoring people. But about 5 years ago, ICANN used to be solely controlled by the United States, and now it has merged with the UN, and people need to do more research on ICANN and Iron Mountain, and it's called a data escrow program, data escrow agent program. And these people have godlike powers on the internet.
I agree. Informative call. Thank you very much, Josh. Let's go to Todd in North Carolina. Go ahead, Todd.
Got a couple of things I wanted to bring up. One of them is my Jedi mind trick for not wearing a mask. It's a device called a cap shield. Have you ever heard of cap shield?
Is that like a plastic face mask you wear?
Well, okay. Last year, I was like, I like to go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and places like that and Costco. And I was like, I am not wearing a mask in here. So I thought somebody had to have invented a device where, you know, you've got a plexiglass shield that just clips onto the bill of your cap. And, anyhow, I looked it up, and lo and behold, old Amazon actually, you know, resells, you know, from this company called Cap Shield. And you just clip it on the front of your cap, and it's like a Jedi mind trick. Nobody questions you. They're like, okay, he's got something over his face, so I guess he's good. But you can breathe. You look absolutely ridiculous like everybody else. You know, you're not breathing in your own carbon dioxide the whole time. And, it's kind of a farce, you know, and it kind of points out, you know, how ridiculous this whole thing is, but nobody has ever questioned me walking in with that thing just clipped on my cap. You just clip it on and walk around and you're good. And, anyhow, it might be something to add to the, InfoWars store for people who are, you know, sick of wearing masks in places where they require you to. If I go into a hardware store or a place like that, I don't wear anything. But in Whole Foods, where people are supposed to be smart and healthy, they want to mask you up and, put the gag on you. But you put your cap shield on, you're good to go.
You know what I do? You know what I do?
What's that?
When I walk into the store, and they go, sir, you need a mask. I wave my hand, and I go, I don't need a mask. That's my Jedi mind trick. I literally just say, I don't need a mask. And I keep on walking. And then if another guy comes up, I don't need a mask. I don't need a mask.
Well, you have more metaphorian than I do. I actually have to put on the shield. So, but But, hey, I was also going to mention, I called in yesterday and asked Greg Reese if he knew where Mount Sinai was. And, I mentioned that it's actually some biblical archaeologists that snuck in there. And, they believe that Mount Sinai is actually in Saudi Arabia. And that the Saudis have been hiding this historic landmark for forever. Like the locals there, they call it the Mountain of Moses. And it's pretty phenomenal. If you think of the implications of finding the real Mount Sinai, where it's charred on top, like God's presence came down. And there's all kinds of other, artifacts from the Book of Exodus that are there in Saudi Arabia. Now, as I understand, that area is under threat of being, like, overdeveloped by the prince there in Saudi Arabia. He wants to turn that whole area into kind of like a tourist attraction and a mega city.
Come see where the Ten Commandments were made, kids. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for calling, Todd. We'll be back on The American Journal.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or
preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. Preparewithalex.com, limited time, 10% off. Preparewithalex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, we got loaded phone lines here on the American Journal. I'm taking your calls on pretty much any subject. In the third hour, I will be taking your phone calls concerning vaccines. Did you take the vaccine? Did you have any side effects? Are you not going to get the vaccine? Are you worried about traveling? We'll answer those questions with Dale Bigtree, who's going to be here for an entire hour. Now, did you hear? I mean, I don't care, but there was some big interview with Prince Harry and his wife, the actress, I forget her name, and on Oprah, and everybody's worried about all the disclosures he's going to make. This is the one I'm most interested in right here. Want to show the full thing? Yeah. Will that disclosure be made? Will David Icke's prophecy finally come to pass? Probably not. Probably not. But we can dream. So let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Pastor Sam in Mexico. Wants to talk about border security. How's it going, Pastor Sam?
Hey, Rob, it's going well. You know, it's sunny here. It's t-shirt weather, and there's actual government protection for refugees and political dissidents. So I'm happy to be in the capital of the free world. And yes, everybody laughs, but I think that this is the reality. I think that Trump really turned President Andres Manuel of Mexico around, that China has crapped on Mexico and tried to erode Mexican sovereignty many times, and that finally there's a real freedom movement, and it's here. And so it may not be. One more thing. You know, to fight a war, you have to make all kinds of things. It's not just million-dollar missiles and bombs. You got to be able to make uniforms, shoes, clothes. I bought a lovely pair of brand new boots for 450 pesos, all leather. So that's $22. And I bought a pair of boots that would cost 120 in the United States, because all of those factories that left the U.S., they're in Mexico now. And so I really hope that our nations pull together. And that's actually beginning to happen politically with the dismantling of a major warlord up against the Texas border. So there's a lot happening, but I just want to remind all the info warriors that if the heat gets too hot, there is protection in Mexico. And even if a person enters the country, the law states irregularly, even in the case of an irregular entry where a person had to flee by air, land, or sea onto Mexican soil, they can claim refugee status and be protected as a refugee.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and, you know, Latin America's probably 600 million Spanish-speaking people, and 170 or 80 million of those are Mexican. So we kind of think of the cactuses and the tortillas when you cross the border, and there's going to be people sitting against the wall that never take a bath, and that's really our own prejudice. There's tremendous industry in Mexico. Mexico has an air force. They have a space program. They launched their own satellite. It's alleged to be a nuclear, that is nuclear weapons power. There are also nuclear power stations in Mexico. And it's only our corrupt politicians on both sides, like Rick Perry and others, George Bush, the former governor of Texas, who made illicit deals across the border that have made this interdependency. So You may have heard that the Mexican president and Biden had a Zoom conference yesterday. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before. And the one thing that they had a takeaway on was that they're going to work together on green energy. Well, we know what that is. All these BS windmills from China that don't produce anything, and caps on the burning of fossil fuels. So this huge blackout, which was in the Mexican news reported as a mega apagón, a mega blackout across four northern states and then finally half the republic, was because our corrupt politicians have created this interdependency, which is totally unnecessary. So we're trying to dismantle that, and it's happening more right now in Mexico. The governor of Tamaulipas State, which is right up against Texas, is in Mexico City. He's on trial. His state police force, which he built with Bush crime family money, is revolting against him. There's a great article about that if you want some B-roll on my Gospel Gunslingers at Parler and on Twitter about his police saying, hey, we're not getting paid. And if the end of the week comes, said the police commander in front of 200 or 300 officers standing there with their body armor and their ARs, then you do what you have to do. So what the heck does that mean? To go to look for work elsewhere? This is a major army with aircraft and heavy weapons and armored vehicles built with Bush money, Merida Initiative money, and now it's fallen apart because the Mexican president is taking this drug-dealing governor, Governor Cabeza de Vaca, to task. So there's an awful lot happening on this side of the border. The anarchists are also furious. One of the main subway lines went down again this morning, line one, and it's going to be down for 3 months. And the riot police are on the streets again. So maybe for the fourth time, the anarchists have bombed the subway in an effort to destabilize the head of the free world, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Regardless, some of us are moving forward, and Rob, if you find yourself persecuted and under heat for no reason and for only your political beliefs being falsely accused, well, there's always a sunny place. You can have a pina colada with a little umbrella in it.
Oh, that sounds nice. That sounds real nice. And I tell you, isn't it interesting how supposedly this was a socialist that came in, but he turned out he seemed to be a little more of a populist than anything else, Mexico's new president. Thank you for that update, Pastor Sam. Appreciate what you're doing down there and always bringing good intel to the table. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark before we end this next segment. And go ahead, Johnny. Let's talk about Q.
Yeah, I think it's important to maintain what I consider a panoramic perspective on Q, especially in the wake of the unrealized prediction of Biden's inauguration either being preempted or interrupted by mass arrests. I think there's some common misconception.
There's going to be mass arrests.
Yeah. But the kinds of mass arrests that Q and QAnons were talking about. I think there's just like with Trump derangement syndrome, I think there's a QAnon derangement syndrome. And just like Trump derangement syndrome, it goes in both directions, either, hyper-positive or hyper-negative. And I have this list of 11 common misconceptions about QAnons and QAnon. I'll start with this one, which is very relevant to InfoWars, that Anons speak for rather than just interpret Q. And that leads to common misconceptions, which unfortunately, and as I can speak to this, because I'm kind of in for years now, a bi-directional ambassador de facto between Q and InfoWars. They said that Q had said that Alex Jones and his InfoWars network were controlled opposition. They were exposed it as such. And what that was based on, and I almost couldn't believe it. So I looked it up, and all I could find, and apparently the source for this, is one Q follower, not sure if he was an Anon, but he may well have been, saying, well, Q said, and I think it's very important to actually...
Hey, we got to go to break. Q says we'll be right back after this short one.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients, in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2. These are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness. And appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, if there's ever a case that you always want to keep an old-timer on the staff, it's this right here. So after our ice storm in Texas in the snow and all this, and the power died because they... you know, cut off the power intentionally because we're dependent on wind. Interestingly enough, what Pastor Sam was talking about, we couldn't send fuel to Mexico. And so they were having power outages too because they couldn't get our fuel because they were dependent on us. Maybe that'll change. Who knows? Austin water outage impacted by single gear switch. Staff members did not know how to operate a 52-year-old switch that would have restored power to the plant, according to the Statesman. A 52-year-old switch. So it's an old switch. All they had to do is pop that on. That would have kicked on backup power. But everybody was doing this. They were looking at their phones going, man, what do we do? I don't know what to do. Sitting there scrolling through their phone, not knowing what to do. And so that's what you get. And so that is why you need people who've seen a little bit. But instead, you get stuff like this. Amazon tweaks app icon after comparisons made to Hitler. Amazon changed its new smartphone app logo after critics said the earlier incarnation was a dead ringer for Adolf Hitler. I can't tell. Which one did they think was Hitler? This one? Is this supposedly a black mustache? I mean, look, if you're going to do Hitler's mustache was right above the lip. It was right above the lip. It wasn't above the, like, that's where the nose is. That's your nose. All right. Now it kind of looks a little more like Hitler. No, but everybody's so freaked out. A few years ago, there was a story about the Hitler tea kettle. And they had to pull it off the shelves because somebody said, it looks like Hitler. I mean, our society has gone insane. You know why? Because I think we have too much free time. You didn't see stories like this in Texas during the when there was no power and no water because people were just trying to survive. So let the freakouts continue. Let's go to Hobbs in Nebraska, wants to talk about election reform. Thank you for calling.
Morning, Rob. Good morning, InfoWars. How is everybody?
I think we're doing good. I can speak for everybody else. Everybody seemed in good spirits this morning.
Awesome. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time on this first part, but I felt like I had to address something that you said earlier on in the show about the Pentagon and 9/11. Mm-hmm. I have a friend. He's one of my best friends, a guy that I've trusted my life to over three deployments. He was a mortuary affairs specialist in the Army for 14 years. He was one of the first guys on the scene at the Pentagon after the plane hit, and he gets really hot under the collar when people claim that there was no plane that hit it because that poor son of a bitch was there for days scraping bits and pieces of people out of that hole. So, you know, I don't know about the surveillance footage or any of that stuff, but I just know what he tells me, and that's what he says. So I'll just leave that there.
Okay, well, I will retort with this. I've seen pictures that supposedly, because there's a section where the plane hit, and they always show you after it collapsed. There's actually photos of where the object hit the Pentagon, and there's still a roof where the Pentagon is. You can barely see a hole. I mean, it doesn't seem like a large jumbo jet is going to make that small of a hole.
Yeah, and I don't want to spend my whole time that I have with you talking about the reasons behind that, but he, just a long story short, he told me that that wing had recently been renovated and they had put some type of space-age mesh in the walls, and when he was cleaning everything up, the people that were in charge told him and everybody else that if you find a piece of this mesh, you're supposed to put it in a special bin away, and that's why the hole was so small, was because everything was reinforced with whatever this mesh was. But that's neither here nor there. That's 20-year-old news.
Right.
The thing that I wanted to talk about was first off, was this idea that people are talking about, yo, we need a revolution, and whether or not that's like a violent revolution or a nonviolent revolution, I think that's a moot point. I think what this country needs more than a revolution is a revival, to go back to its founding documents, because we have a Constitution and Declaration of Independence that are so perfectly written that a British MP, Daniel Hannan, called our Constitution the most sublime document ever conceived by the mind of man. And I think that's probably high praise coming from the country that we seceded from. So more than anything, I think that people need to have a revival of that American spirit. And more than anything, they need to read our founding documents and the supporting documents like the Federalist Papers and realize that what we've been told they say is not the truth. And what our founders intended for this country to be is a long shot from what we have now.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. A revival or just a restoration. But
yeah.
You're never going to get anything when you have organizations like the FBI that refuse to even investigate crimes that are pretty much out in the open. I mean, this to me, it warrants at least an investigation when you've got the son of the president doing crack with pictures of him with scantily clad underage girls.
Yep.
I think it's open
and
shut.
I'm right there with you.
You know?
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right that it should be open and shut as far as that case goes, which brings me to the other thing that I wanted to talk about is that our salvation in this fight is not going to come at the federal level. It's going to come at the state and the local level. And one of the ideas that I had that I know is not going to get any traction anywhere, but I would just kind of like to put the idea in people's minds is rather than talking about abolishing the Electoral College like a lot of people do, I think that we need an expansion of the Electoral College. And what I mean by that is that here in Nebraska and also in Maine, our state's Electoral College votes are not winner-take-all. They are apportioned by their congressional district. So, for example, in the 2020 election, Nebraska's three Electoral College votes, two went to Trump and one went to Biden. Now, Nebraska is a state that has a large metropolitan area, Omaha. That's the one that went to Biden. But Omaha is not so large that it overshadows the other two Electoral College votes. And even if we did have a winner-take-all state, it would have went to Trump. Now contrast that with a state like Illinois, where you have a huge metropolitan area like Chicago, where that is able to overshadow the rest of the state's votes. Now, the rest of the states had an apportioned electoral college system like Nebraska and Maine does. You'd still get the electoral college votes in Cook County, you know, around Chicago, would still go blue, but the rural areas in Illinois would go red and would go to Republicans. And this might also help for third parties. Like, you know, I'm a libertarian. I ran for Congress as a libertarian last year. You know, having that being able to be split up might help out third parties as well. We could get out of this two-party system.
Yeah, that's the tough part, how to get rid of the two-party system, because we know it it gives you the lesser of two evils. I just had on here a picture. I don't even know if I can find it now. I touched something on my phone and it went away. But it was a photo, and I'll find it when we come back from break. And it's a photo of the Pentagon before the roof collapsed. And you tell me where the plane went. I mean, maybe it was hidden in this super secret mesh. I don't know. Thanks for calling, Hobbs. I appreciate your perspectives, and that was very informative. We come back, we're going to do another round of calls, and then I'm going to clear the decks, and we're just going to take calls on the COVID vaccines that they're pushing down your throat. And hey, Fauci says you're not going to be able to do anything unless you get one. So are you ready for that? We'll be right back after this. You're watching The American Journal, only on Bandai Video and your cable, certain cable providers.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
March is here.
And we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it's better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You know what I love? I love in this country when you try to have conversations with people and they've somehow associated with an event.
I was there, man.
Every New Yorker who happened to be in the city during 9/11, you can't say a word to them. Or even in New Jersey.
I was there. I saw the smoke.
Nobody's saying there wasn't smoke. But I take you to this photo here, because we had the caller talk about somebody was cleaning up body parts. I'm sure there was body parts there. I'm sure there was something. And our guys showed the photo earlier of the Pentagon with the roof collapse. See, here you can see the roof goes straight across the top, right there. So, guys, show the roof collapse. Oh, there's the roof. There's the collapsed roof, all right? You definitely see a collapsed roof. I totally agree that roof is collapsed. That roof, however, that we're looking at right now of the Pentagon is not collapsed. There's no collapse. So you can say whatever you want. But when I look at that photo, I don't see a place where a plane flew into the building. And we'll just leave it at that. We're going to finish up this round of calls, and then we're going to clear the decks for calls only on vaccines. So once people hang up, you can come on, but it's got to be about vaccines. Let's go to Willie P. Wants to talk about the Freedom Bracelet tracker, the 1984 euphemism. Go ahead, Willie P.
Yeah, I was thinking about there could be some upgrades to that whole process with the Freedom Bracelet. Of course, you got to have a matching necklace that goes along with that, right?
So your head can blow up, right, if you get within 6 feet
of
somebody?
Well, yeah, if you get too close to somebody, and then you have to have it electrified, and you can even pick the voltage you want to be adjustable. If you get too close to somebody, you get a nice little shock.
And yeah, and also it can it could be a speaker, and it can broadcast things like, you are too close. Human carbon unit, backup layer, carbon unit.
Yeah, possibilities are endless. And if that's not effective enough, they can, you can volunteer to go to the re-education center where they'll give you your own personal freedom cell.
Yeah.
Which will keep you completely isolated from anybody that has COVID. Perfect solution. And if you get tired of that, they can you can opt out for the freedom guillotine.
That's it. All for it's perfect. Total freedom. That's total freedom right
total
there.
Freedom.
You can, your soul can go wherever it wants.
That's right. If you ever have enough credit score points, social credit score points, you can pick from Freedom Guillotine, Freedom Bullet, Freedom Noose. Take your pick, go out in style.
Maybe even the freedom, they just throw you off a freedom cliff. Yeah. It's all free.
Go, man.
All free. All
total
free.
Freedom.
Thanks. Thanks, right. Willie P.
All right, bud. Remember, America will rise again.
I agree. I hope so. Let's go to Freeman in FEMA Region 7. Let's talk about the FBI.
Hey there. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about the FBI and particularly about 9/11 because you brought that up. The big thing I always try to point out to people about 9/11 isn't the Pentagon or the Twin Towers. I try to point out the 9/11 Commission report wasn't opened until over 440 days later. So over a year later, after 9/11, did they even open an investigation?
Well, because you had to remove all the evidence from Times Square.
Exactly. They shipped all the scrap
World
off
Trade
to them.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. They shipped the scrap off to the lowest bidder. Actually, Giuliani was involved in that.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
The Pentagon. 30% of the deaths from the Pentagon were from the Office of Naval Intelligence. And actually, that wing of the Pentagon had been renovated recently to survive missile attacks. And the company that did those renovations was actually tasked with cleaning up the Twin Towers, building 1 and 2.
Well, that's a great contract. You get to build it, it gets destroyed, you get to clean it up, then you probably get to rebuild it.
Yep.
It's a three-way win.
Yep. So the families, that the only reason the 9/11 Commission report was open was because the families had to lobby their congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the families couldn't ask questions unless they had been vetted by the FBI.
Right.
So it sucks. I hate.
Who was running the FBI then, Freeman?
I'm actually, that's slipping my mind right now.
Oh, Robert Mueller.
That's right. Yes. Oh, yeah. And then Henry Kissinger was supposed to be on the 9/11 Commission report, but they had to kick him off due to conflict of interest.
I mean, they're like, come on, we can't put a war criminal on the commission. They're like, okay, fine. We're going to put the amputee guy on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyone, it sucks when you hear people say they're going to get discovery in a court case. It's like, did the families of the dead in 9/11 get discovery?
No.
So I don't know. I'm not too.
Did the families of the Navy SEALs that were killed in that helicopter attack get discovery? No.
No.
No. No. No. Discovery only seems to work one way.
Yeah.
That only seems to work one way. It's
there's
disgusting.
There's all kinds of, it's 9/11 is an inside job. Sounds dumb on the surface, but once you stack up all of these, facts that you can actually look up and find, it becomes very dubious very fast.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
You want to know who was working in Riyadh when the visas got signed over for the hijackers to actually come in? Some of them came through Canada. You know who's doing that?
Oh, I can't remember. It wasn't
John Brennan.
That's
you
right.
See, we never get away from these sick bastards. And we have groups like the FBI that protect them and refuse to investigate them. So if you're an FBI agent out there and you're not actively trying to gather evidence against these people that want to destroy the country that you and I both live in, then you're part of the problem. You are not part of the solution. And I don't care what you're investigating right now. If you're not going after these people that are destroying our country, you are part of the problem. Thanks for calling, Freeman. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob, dude.
Have a good one. Let's go to Rich. Rich has got some hope for the future. I need a little hopium, Rich. Go for it.
Hey, I'm tickled to be talking to the Rad, too. I've been listening for 10 years, the first time I ever talked to anybody. You know, I love everybody, but it's a thrill. But anyway, I'm talking about hope for the future. I think it's wonderful that we haven't had a violent attack against anything. They can talk about the stuff they pulled in Washington, but none of us have done anything violent. You guys take your chances every single day. They could kick in the door and drag you out to jail at your home, at your car, anywhere. And you guys do that job every day. Owen Schroyer's been out there. He's gone to jail, knowing he was going to jail, doing nonviolent resistance. You got people talking about opening up their farm and bringing in a super number of people, the super spreader or whatever you want to call it, really a freedom deal. And this is all hopeful because they're figuring out how to do nonviolent resistance in the 21st century. You can't do it just the way it was done in the past. Things are different now. There were guys talking about, a truck driver was on the other day. He was talking about truck drivers could pull off the side of the road, and they could, but that's going to lose them their rigs. That's going to lose them their jobs and all this stuff. It would take what used to be called a general strike.
Yeah.
We'll all walk off. This is
what's that would have, and you know, there was talk about a trucker strike, but I don't remember it materializing.
Well, you can't really do it because, you know, the way it is now, they can track those guys everywhere they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably.
But here's the thing. If 10,000 truckers don't move, there's going to be some problems.
Well, you know, even if you had people out on the highways who were willing to lose their driver's licenses and things, driving along at 25, 30 miles an hour,
yeah,
100 miles, that's going to really put a monkey wrench in everything. But somebody's going to die on their way to the hospital. You have to understand that.
Right, right.
You know, you got to weigh these things out, and we're not even to that point. I don't think we are anyway. Right now we're figuring out what we're going to do. But I see people figuring it out. You got the religious angle coming in, people saying we need to get back to decent values, and by God, we know that's true. And we need to get back the things that worked in America. We need to get back the Constitution and our Bill of Rights. We got to get, you know, read those early documents because they're important. And you know, they do things wrong in those days, but we've come a long way, baby. We had a black president for whatever, you know, people want to complain. But the prison plan, the stuff you were talking about, you know, the freedom bracelet, that isn't a new thing because I had my sister-in-law comes to the house with a boyfriend one time. My dog barked at him because he had a freedom anklet on.
Yeah.
Got out of jail. He was in jail. He wanted to get out of jail. He was drunk driving. So they gave him an anklet.
It's your freedom anklet, sir.
Freedom anklet.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. You know,
it
you
is.
Want out of jail, here, put this tracking device on, and we can keep an eye on you.
The only difference is this guy, you know, went to jail for a crime that he was convicted of. Now there's no conviction. There's no trial. There's no nothing. There's just a freedom bracelet in the prison planet. We'll be right back with our guest, Dale Bigtree, and we're going to be taking your calls on vaccines.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different
mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Du. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, it is now 10 a.m., and we are joined here on The American Journal with the High Wire host, Dale Bigtree. I said Dale. I should say Dell.
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 Yeah.
It's a it's a Texas thing. Dale. And we're going to be taking your calls on vaccines. There is one caller I did leave on the line, Bird from Louisiana. He has on there, it says, Barton Springs last year was practice run for January 6th. And I'm like, well, I was there at Barton Springs last year when we climbed over the fence. Was that a thing for us to climb over the fence to jump into the pool? Was that somehow the same thing as storming the Capitol? I want to hear how this round peg goes into this square hole. Go ahead, Bird.
Hey, how's it going, Rob? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Basically, I was there on both Barton Springs protests, and I was there on the 6th, and I saw some similarities. You know, you start noticing this isn't normal. These aren't normal people. These are not patriots. They're pretending. You start noticing the same little outfit, the same little 2-foot American flag. And then I had a friend with me, Spirit Field, who's dealt with Satanist stuff a lot, let's just say. And these people started messing with him. I'm talking about multiple people. There's a dozen at the first one, probably several dozen at the second one. And you could ask Alex when he went to leave the second one, when they kind of rushed him out of there, and he had a bunch of quote-unquote prayer warriors chasing him out. These were organized as Satanists, not organized as Antifa. But they were there LARPing, doing the exact same thing. When they got called out, when they got spotted, when they got made and their false flags didn't work, they tried to start a fight with the park workers, tried to get Info Warriors to cuss the park workers out and start a big ordeal. And I even believe one of those park workers was in on it. But I warned some people about it, and then I saw it happen again at the second one. And these people pretending to be prayer warriors down there were there as agitation propaganda. They were there chasing Alex out to the street. That I got growled at by grown men. I've never seen so many demonically possessed people in my life. And the thing they wanted us to do was go to the Austin courthouse. They kept saying, nothing's going to happen. It's going to be the same. We got to go take it ourselves. We got to go down to the courthouse.
I see they're Alex trying to get people to actually rush the courthouse and occupy it.
They wanted us to continue our protest and move to the courthouse. They wanted us to go downtown to the government buildings. And if you ask Alex, what did that man say to you when he grabbed you by the hand and wouldn't let go when your security was ushering you out when it started getting really weird? And he will tell you, that man said, but nothing's going to happen. We got to go to the courthouse. And Alex is just kind of confused. He's like, well, I'm doing it. I'm out here. You know, he's like, yes, sir, we got it. We do it. He's just trying to get out of there. And then security ran his son up there. I had warned his son before, told him what happened, then it happened all again. So I'm sitting there on January 6th, and outside the Ellipse, and big crowd, all just hanging out, a couple hours before he starts talking. And a guy comes out in a recovery agent outfit. He's got a body cam, like a cop cam on his neck, and he's in a full black outfit trying to look like he's some kind of official. And he's like, what? Nothing's going to happen. You're all going to go home, and nothing's going to change. We've got to take it ourselves. Immediately, everybody's like, come on, man, chill out. We're here to watch the courts. We're 10 days of evidence, just like Gore Bush, blah, blah, blah. You know, legal system, everybody's shutting him up. Somebody actually walked him out of the crowd. And what threw me off is that guy said, come on, get out of here. Well, all of a sudden that agitator just goes right with him. It's like, why would you just obey that guy and walk with him if you're out here doing this? But they were very organized, but very incompetent. And I got a chance to try to reach out to Greg Reese after Barton Springs. I got a chance to talk to Owen in D.C. on December 12th and the head of security. And I think they were aware of these things, but I want the info warriors to be aware when you go to these things, watch for these people. When these people start chanting, hang Mike Pence, and you look around, you go, this isn't normal. What is this? You're looking at all these people like frothing mad because they see a cop. Yeah. You're like, this is not normal. But
well, we're going to leave it at that as we go to break. Thank you for that. That was pretty interesting. And I do remember that now. There's some interesting parallels. And agent provocateurs are out there. You have to watch yourself. And you have to know where you're at, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. We'll be right back with Del Bigtree.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you, who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right. Last hour, final hour of The American Journal. Coming up next will be The Alex Jones Show. We're here, High Wire host, Dale Bigtree. And we're going to take your calls on vaccinations. But before we get anywhere, all right, I was thinking about this. I'm like, well, what's my first question?
Yeah.
I'm going to basically explain to you what I think is going on.
Please.
And you're going to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
All right. So Fauci was running an operation out of a North Carolina bio lab where they were working on coronaviruses. At some point, that gets moved to Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, they create this chimera. We don't know where they actually created it. This thing gets released either intentionally or by accident. Yet they're already working on a vaccine. Bill Gates has been telegraphing mRNA vaccine since 2017. So they're already working on this messenger mRNA that goes in and reprograms your DNA. And so this gets released. They have to create a pandemic situation so they could bring in mass vaccination. So what they do is they have this test, the PCR test, which doesn't really work, but they can gear it to either making it seem like it's happening everywhere and everybody's testing positive or not. They can turn it on or off depending on the cycle count. So you have this one thing that they call a test that even the guy who created it doesn't even think it's a test.
Right.
So you can create a pandemic. Then you kill people by shoving ventilators down their throats. So you, or sending sick people to nursing homes to kill old people, because we know this thing really seems to be hurting old people and obese people. That's who it goes after. Now you've got the perfect scenario with the lockdowns and everything else that now people will accept the vaccine to go back to normal life. And now you've got at least two mRNA vaccines. Plus now we have the Johnson & Johnson. That's in our country. There's also other ones in other countries. Now you have people like Benjamin Netanyahu coming out saying, hey, you're going to have to get a new one every 6 months because we have mutants. There's virulent strains. We know coronaviruses do that. And this mRNA vaccine isn't even really a vaccine. It was a gene therapy developed to combat cancer. Am I right on any of that?
I think we're all theorizing here. So and by the way, I try to like stick to the facts as best I can, but most of those facts do line up. There's one issue I've really been focused on for my own personal theory.
Okay.
And that is, I agree. You have Tony Fauci that's basically funding, gain of function studies on coronaviruses, specifically bat coronaviruses. We sort of pass laws that say you can't do that here in America. So we start funding it in China. So we're definitely, directly involved. It seems to me there's a couple of dates that really stand out to me. And I just happened to be giving a talk about 2 months ago where I looked it up. And so Tony Fauci on, I believe it was like February, I want to say 17th, something like that. February 17th, Tony Fauci comes out and says to the United States of America that essentially the effects of this virus in America will be minuscule. There's no problem at all, which is the only thing that sort of flies in the face of your sort of program plan that we're going to just run this thing, get everybody afraid. He didn't. He said, no. It's not going to be a big deal at all. That's like February 17th. About 11 days later, on February 28th, it's Bill Gates that overrides what Fauci said, gets on the news and media and says, this is the once in a century pandemic we have basically been training for, right? My event 201.
Right.
This is what we've been worried about. So I'm curious about that. What happened between Fauci declaring that this is a nothing burger to Bill Gates saying this is the biggest virus, you know, in a century? And what happened there? Because remember, Fauci works for Bill Gates and many, you know, he's been on his boards.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much, I think Bill Gates is a huge, huge player, if not the leading player in all that we're watching. Then, shockingly, within about 4 or 5 days after February 28th, Bill Gates says this is the once in a century, the CDC puts out a brand new document to every doctor, every hospital, every coroner in the country, changing the way that we calculate death in a death certificate. Whereas up until this point in time, since the dawn of man, essentially in America, we've been saying if you had a heart attack, you had heart disease, and you get a flu or a cold, which always turns into pneumonia. How many of us have had people die of heart attack or cancer? You always hear died of complications from cancer. What does that mean? It means that usually their immune system was so shot that they caught a cold, a rhinovirus, a coronavirus, a flu, developed pneumonia, and just couldn't fight it off and died. That's how you die usually of heart disease, of cancer, because your immune system's totally shot. Well, now instead of making the cause of death heart disease or complications from heart disease, it's complications from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 is what's killing you. That gives you this immediate jump in the death rate. And so here's my theory, and it's still a theory. I want to be very clear about that. I think Fauci was trying to cover his butt. I think he is so deep in this thing and so involved with Wuhan, was probably flying in and out of there and working with this chimeric, you know, all of this stuff, that he was trying to cover his butt. And Bill Gates, it seems to me, jumped on an opportunity bandwagon. I don't think the plan, this is my personal, I don't think the plan was to try and pass off a cold virus as the deadly pandemic. Here's what, again, I'm thinking out loud. But it seems to me Bill Gates doesn't have the guts to do that. He doesn't think that he controls the media so much that he can take a cold virus, which is what a coronavirus is. You know, it's one of the viruses in a cold, that he can convince the world that it's deadly. He had to know something. He had to know that this research was going on. He had to know that they had, you know, had some gain of function jumps in. I've talked to really credible scientists that say, you know, they're not conspiracy theorists. They're like, there's no way we see this advancement in a virus without being able to track it. We're really good at this. People don't realize all around the world, we're tracking every coronavirus in bats and pangolins and monkeys. Everywhere it's happening, we're aware as it's growing and as it's changing, as it's mutating. This thing jumps, like, gains like sort of 4 superpowers overnight. Not really possible. At least that's what we're being told. I'm going to say I'm not sold on it's man-made, but I'm leaning very strongly in that direction. So it escapes. And this is why I think Bill Gates wouldn't have had the guts to say, I can take a cold virus and terrify the world. I think he thought this has enough power to be deadly enough that we can make this into something. And we have the technology, mRNA technology. We can ramp up a vaccine overnight. Maybe they were already working. They were definitely working on it for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought they were close. But it seems to me both he and Fauci knew that there was something in that lab that had gotten out, because it's the only thing that explains why you would have them disagreeing at first and how Bill Gates would really believe he could make a statement. I don't think he can fake believed he could fake a cold being a deadly pandemic. He believed it was deadly. And here's what I think happened. And when I've talked to scientists about this, when you create man-made viruses, they get their butts kicked in nature. It doesn't matter what you do. It's just really not an advanced technology yet. So all you're doing is you keep passing a virus from a monkey to a chicken to a mouse to a bat, and you're trying to get it to be able to gain catch. Function to catch, to catch. And, yeah. and then throw it into some petri dishes with human cells. Can it catch the human cells? Oh, we finally got one to infect a human cell. That's how it goes. But as soon as it's released, nature has a way of just beating up a virus. And by the way, this is the key thing to viruses. Viruses evolve. And evolve just like everything else in the world evolves or on the planet. It evolves to survive. If it's killing its host, it can't survive. Every time a host dies, that entire line of that strain of virus is dead. Mm-hmm. So it's constantly working to be able to be spread from one, you know, it wants to proliferate. It can't proliferate if it's killing its host. So by nature, throughout time and history, viruses get more and more mild in nature so they can survive. So I think there's a really good chance that this thing probably did escape from a lab, was really deadly in China. It was probably very deadly as it hit Italy. But as we see it sort of coming out of Italy, you just watch this death rate really plummeting. Now you're going to need help to make the death rate go up.
Right.
You're going to have to change death certificates. You're going to have to put people on ventilators. You're going to have to give everybody a do not resuscitate order. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to ban every treatment that's working all around the world, like hydroxychloroquine, right. ivermectin, you know, budesonide. And then you can get like the death rate to go up. And then if you can really pass laws that force the one group of people that should have been protected, like nursing homes, like Cuomo and others did, if you just pass laws that you have to take infected people into the nursing home, essentially just lighting a match and throwing it into a dry grass field, then you can explode the death rate and make us all terrified of really what was probably an advanced cold virus. We probably advanced it, but I think it's been reduced back to really just a cold. And when you look at it now, death rate has plummeted all around the world, whether you're in India where they have no vaccines, Nepal where you have no vaccines.
And it started falling when? Right after Biden got inaugurated.
Biden's an amazing guy that way.
He's got superpowers.
He does.
The power of sniffing children. He sniffed all the virus up into his nose and he's keeping it for himself. All right, we'll be right back with your calls. We got the phone lines lit up. We got Mike, Travis, Cheryl, Paul, Jefferson, Chris, and Serge. We'll be right back after this. You're watching The American Journal, and my guest is Dale Bigtree.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any
power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God, and they are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
There's an affliction going around in this country, and it seems to affect it. Elder senators from the West. Mitt Romney just suffered a black eye in a fall. Sort of reminiscent of the black eye we saw on Harry Reid about the time he left office. I think he left quickly after that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Getting beat up by aliens, Harry Reid?
Something.
Tell him the truth.
Maybe Harry. The Mormons got to Mitt Romney. It's okay. Look at, oh, there's George Bush, Prince Andrew, the Virgin Airlines guy, Tom Hanks. Wow, General Milley? General Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, John Kerry, John McCain, Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden. They all caught Senator Rye. Johnson & Johnson is planning trials of its vaccine that will include infants. That seems
why
normal,
not?
Right?
I mean, why not? The infants are at no risk whatsoever. Children, they don't seem to get infected. But let's by all means, let's take risk with a totally experimental product.
Get them while they're young.
What kind of parent does that too, right? I'm going to put my infant
test
in
on my
trial.
Daughter.
Right, please.
Oh, those people are all on next door. I know what kind of people they are. They're all on next door.
I can't wait to put my child into an experimental scientific experiment.
I'll do it. Blacks and Hispanics are being shortchanged on COVID-19 vaccines in Florida and elsewhere. I don't think they're being shortchanged.
I think that's baloney. This is the narrative.
I think they're lucked out.
That's the propaganda, right?
Yeah.
If you watch how the media is treating this, they're like everyone's lining up, and it's like they're all sleeping out for Pink Floyd tickets overnight.
Exactly.
The line's huge. You can't get in. Oh, we're banning, if you're an African American, you better get in that line because there's even less for you. When really the true story is they're just not going for it. They're
People
not down.
Going,
they're
yeah.
like, this looks like Tuskegee to me. And certainly, let the white guys and white women in there let's see them test on this thing and we'll watch them for a while.
They're happy for segregation at this point.
Yeah.
They're like,
please.
Go get on up there. I love the Wendy Williams clip. I don't think we'll play it today, but you watched it. And I mean, I think that took a lot of guts because she is, I think, sort of a mainstream person. And for her to stand up like that and say it, and you could tell after she said it, she was there. I said it. She was so, I think, it took a lot of guts, and it changed my opinion on her. I just thought she was a mouthpiece. And for her to stand up to Dr. Oz, who even has gone on TV and says his kids don't get flu shots. I mean, he's at least said that.
Which is probably the only reason that you have to understand that's not a live show. So he still makes the choice to put that out there. That was not good for the vaccine at all. So both of them in some ways, you can tell Oz is trying to really like sell it. But they both put it out there. And, Wendy Williams, I come from the Dr. Thomas group. I work for Dr. Phil. I mean, that's my world. I'm telling you, she could lose sponsors. She could lose the show.
Big time.
So when you make a statement like that, I think she runs a calculator through and head said, yeah, if I had to retire, I could afford to get canceled. I mean, that's how big that it's that big a deal, and I don't think it's lost on her. She'll probably survive it and thinks I can talk my way out. But if she can't, luckily she's had a very successful career. But it's a huge deal.
She can sell her California house and buy four houses in Austin.
Come on down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we need.
As long as you're against vaccines.
Indian vaccine drives expands to those over 60. So they're going to the old people now. Twitter users who spread COVID vaccine misinformation face permanent ban.
Yes. I mean, that's how it goes. I think I'm permanently banned now from Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And I don't mess with my Twitter too much because, why lose?
Yeah, why lose?
At this point. And I had a lot of people really trying to get me, you got to ramp up the Instagram presence. I was why? I know it's going to get cut. I'm not going to put that much effort into something that, You just get kicked off of anyway.
Oh, you could say people die after taking the COVID vaccine. They were like, that's misinformation, but it's true.
It's true. But there's now over 1,000 reported deaths to the American Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Over 1,000 deaths. Now, sure, those have to be sort of investigated. But when they say that there's no reports of injury or anything after these vaccines, and by the way, I have made now, I think, my nonprofit Informed Consent Action Network, we've become a fact-checking organization. Since I keep getting fact-checked all the time, I was like, no, we're fact-checkers.
Yeah.
And so we've been fact-checking New York State. They keep putting up posts, things saying, there have been no reports of injury after the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. And we said, that's categorically not true. We'll sue you if you leave that up. And they take it down. And so we've done that twice. We keep pointing out, they said that the vaccines are FDA approved. They're not approved.
No.
That it's an emergency use authorization. It is not approved. It has not been licensed. And so people really need to recognize that. And anyone that states otherwise, that's misinformation.
The emergency authorization is what allows them to do all this stuff.
Correct. What it means is we have no liability. We told you it's a risk. We told you it's a part of an experiment. You were the one that got on the rocket ship and said you want to try your first, attempt to Mars. Good on you, but we have no way to get you back. And by the way, it looks like you're running out of oxygen too. Very much could be the scenario with this vaccine. It's a very, very dangerous vaccine.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not lining up for it. But don't worry, scientists say you can mix and match the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Why not? I'm testing them. Why not? In fact, they've been talking about two totally different technologies. When you look at, people are saying you can take the Pfizer vaccine, then the AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is an adenovirus vector vaccine or an mRNA vaccine. You're mixing two total different technologies. To me, this could be ammonia and Clorox? You do that in your bathroom and you're found dead,
Exactly. Let's go to Surge in Tennessee. He wants to talk about the vaccine music industry dying. I guess the vaccines are killing the music industry. Go ahead, Surge.
Hey, man. First time caller. Good to be talking to you.
All right.
Yeah, man. With everything going down with the COVID and the music industry, pretty much being irrelevant for the last year, now you've seen Ticketmaster rolling out, on their website, everyone's going to have to get vaccines to attend their concerts, and then they retracted it. But obviously we all know once they say it, out in the open, it's going to become truth eventually. And I know for a lot of bands I've talked to, cause I'm a musician out here and I play, in a lot of bands and stuff. And, I know it's going to just become you're going to have to get a vaccine to play any shows. You're going to have to get a vaccine to attend concerts. And I know personally for me, when it gets to that point, I'm done playing music and I've been in this industry for I'm 21. I've been in this industry since I was 18 professionally, made my whole livelihood off that. And now since, everything's shut down, I had to go get a job. Nothing wrong with that. I don't have pride or anything, but, all I know is, come the summer, which is probably when this is going to happen, when they force everyone to get vaccines, no one's going out to concerts, including myself.
Yeah, and we were just showing clips from the Flaming Lips who, they're so brave. They stuck everybody in bubbles. Yep. And, is this what it's come to? I mean, they've got us so scared of a cold virus. They've got people putting themselves in bubbles.
I think this isn't the beginning of this, though. I look at a lot of these musicians. You look at Lady Gaga, and I think even Phil Collins. These people have serious autoimmune disease issues, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at actors. Every time actors or a big pop star goes overseas, I'm assuming they're being vaccinated to go to Japan and do their concert in Japan. And then we see these people that do nothing but work out all the time, have private chefs feeding them the best food, are in the best shape of their lives, coming down with autoimmune disease. I have to believe that these vaccinations have already been ruining music and ruining musicians for quite some time, and now they're threatening to do it for anybody to do music. But I still believe in the market, right? I would say if I was in a band, I'd say, you know what, we're going to do unvaccinated concerts. You're not allowed to have a vaccine come to this concert. I'll bet you those are going to be bigger audiences.
You know, one of the most popular stores in Florida is a grocery store that says you don't have to wear a mask.
That's right.
And it's packed all the time because people want freedom, and freedom sells, and freedom is good, and the market will decide. So we'll be back after this. You're watching The American Journal.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Stroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food in my house, but my notion has always been this is last-case scenario, worst-case scenario, like end-of-America, apocalyptic-type scenario, but I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food. But many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with the storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension, so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, I thought my life was over.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got two more segments on the American Journal. We're going to go to your calls. Let's talk to Cheryl in Illinois. She has a question about the vaccines / Microsoft. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call, and congratulations to Harrison on his new baby. And you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I just have a question as to why folks aren't talking about the relationship between Microsoft's patent, WO2020-0606, which is a cryptocurrency system using body activity data, and the mRNA.
Yes.
mRNA. Because that vaccine uses a reporter assay that is called Luciferase. And, you know, this patent, the cryptocurrency system using body activity data, also, if you look in the description, talks about this electrocephalogram. It's an EEG. And that also uses luciferase, which is normally a naturally occurring substance in, like, lightning bugs, and they have synthesized that, and they use that now, and it goes into your body, and it has some type of electricity. I don't know a lot about it, but I'm just wondering, maybe that is a conversation that we need to, or, you know, something we need to look into and have a conversation about.
You know, so when I on the high wire, I try to make sure that I can prove the things that I'm saying. And we will, you know,
right.
We talked about luciferase and things like that, which is these names are
sure.
crazy, right? Luciferase,
yeah.
You know, right
zero,
there.
Zero,
but it really
zero,
means
zero.
Light, right?
Yeah.
You know, Lucifer being, you know, the angel of light.
Right,
so,
right.
So, but the idea that they're using light and the way is to sort of tattoo us was my understanding of the original technology that under
right.
certain lights, you'll see that you've gotten your vaccination. So we are being marked.
Right.
And so by luciferase. And so you can really start to get into the biblical implications of that. I personally am not, you know, under the impression, and this is because I don't believe that the people developing these things are as smart as we give them credit for. I don't think we've reached a place where they're injecting us with a technology that can be read by computers. I do believe there's dyes. We know that Elon Musk is about to, you know, go with, you know, Neuralink. So we're getting close to these types of technologies. But you have to recognize
right.
your phone is already doing that. I mean, you know, when people
right.
worry about, you know, being tattooed or branded, if you have a cell phone, it literally now is, you know, can read your body information. It can, mm-hmm. it has
right.
to be, you think you're going to download an app that can do it, but just think if you can download an app that can check your heartbeat, can check in with your blood sugar levels and things like that. All, I mean, we have
they could
it
do
on
that before you had the app.
They could
yeah.
do it before you had the app. Yeah. I mean, so all of these
yeah,
things.
Sure.
We are they can track all of these things. And, you know, you're very right. This guest is right in discussing the fact that there is an unholy alliance in many ways between Silicon Valley and the pharmaceutical industry. I have been only very focused on the pharmaceutical industry for the last 5 years of my investigations. But now it comes full circle because Bill Gates brings all of that under one umbrella. He's not
yeah.
the only one.
No.
You've got Zuckerberg investing into pharma. You've got all of these people are recognizing that this combination of tracking people and then tracking them and then controlling their bodies through, as you said, perpetual injections, which is what all of this is leading to. Right. In fact, it's an advantage that the vaccine doesn't stop transmission, doesn't stop infection, and can't handle
oh,
mutants
no, that's
and variants.
What you want.
That's what gets
yeah.
you into you say, well, I got to get another one. It's 3 months after my last one. I got to get another one. I'm gonna be sick as a dog now.
My card's turning yellow. I better hurry up.
That's right. My green card's turning yellow. Wait, it's turning into a star.
Yeah,
more of my eyes.
Here's a LA schools launch Microsoft COVID tracking app so children can attend classes. There's actually a cartoon that goes with this where
oh my god,
you know, and they're training these kids like you need. Oh, here's your smartphone. Answer some questions. Go schedule your vaccination to kids, little kids. And they're doing this to show them, oh, this is what you need to be healthy. This is what you need to go to school. And it's really, it's disturbing what they're doing to these young
people. We are making our children afraid to breathe the air. I mean,
yeah.
I always reference growing up as kids. we always heard stories about Howard Hughes, right? That was like the famous story. This guy has all the money in the world, but he can't even go outside without wearing a mask and having gloves to touch door handles, as though that poor guy could have had a free life, could have been. And now we are literally training all of our children to be live Howard like that, Hughes, to be constantly covering their hands in antibacterial soaps and putting on masks. And one of the things we're going to be covering on our show this week is they're starting to look at the fibers in the mask that you're breathing in. And, you know, I didn't realize this, but when we looked at, you know, carcinogenic, you know, fibers being, you know, breathed in from
it's like asbestos,
it's like asbestos. I didn't realize it's not actually the asbestos necessarily that causes cancer. It's the length of the fiber and our body's inability to sort of process that size of fiber. And it looks like many of the fibers we're breathing, whether it's from the cloths we're breathing in or these, you know, the surgical masks, these things could be leading to cancer and lung cancer and all sorts of issues down the road. Really super interesting stuff. And yeah, this video, I mean, this is it. They're brainwashing our kids. They've given up on us, right?
They have my barcode.
They can't get more than 50% of us to line up for this vaccine. So they're going for the long game, right? Yeah. We got to get the kids now. Let's get them brainwashed now that the air they breathe is dangerous to them. And let's make sure they're not acclimated to their environment, which is all that, you know, they're attempting to do. If we put masks, they don't work. So I'm not that worried. I'm more worried about the chemicals they're breathing in and the psychological effect. But if masks work, it would be the worst thing you could do to your kid. Yeah. They should be breathing in all of the millions and billions of microbes and viruses that are floating in our air on a constant basis. That's how you stay acclimated to the environment you live in. If we take that away from them, we will. Have you seen those the air helmets now being advertised?
Yeah.
We'll have to wear that. We are literally turning ourselves into aliens on our own planet. I liken it to if you went down to Mexico and told everybody you can't drink the water here for the next 10 years, you would make them all, 10 years from now, every Mexican would be able to drink their own water. We're going to do that to our air here and all over the world. You can't breathe your own air because you didn't catch up. You didn't stay in line with the constant mutations of all viruses and bacteria that's been happening since the dawn of man. We pulled ourselves out of the cycle over the last year. We're going to see kids that are sick. We're going to see people get more and more sick if we don't rip these masks off. We don't get out of our houses. We don't go out in the sun, go out to beaches this summer and say, F you. I am breathing the air. That's how this works. That's how my body was created. God had it right from the beginning.
Salt water. It's great. It's a great disinfectant.
There you go.
If it's a clean beach. So we got the vaccination certificates with the EU coming. Of course, they're going to come to the United States. It's going to lead to a whole hellish new prison planet, essentially, like where they call it a freedom bracelet, but it's really a tracking bracelet.
Yeah, and how many of these things are going to implement and still tell you they haven't been able to get rid of them?
I know.
It's still one, I'm still going to.
If we just put you in this cell.
Right.
And with no air.
Right.
And you don't move. And you shut up. You'll be free.
It's the boy in the bubble, man. It used to be kid. You know, we watched grow up in a bubble. Now we should all be in bubbles.
That's it. Just like the Flaming Lips one.
That's it.
All right, let's go to Mike in Texas. Go ahead, Mike. You got about a minute 30.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine if I can avoid it, as long as I can avoid it. I do construction and I work in the home accessibility, and 90% of the people I deal with are special needs and have compromised immune systems or compromised health systems. So I think there's going to be a push in the industry that I'm in, and even the guy who mentors me has already taken both rounds of the Pfizer vaccine. He's an intelligent guy. He's smart, but
not very smart. Not smart enough.
So that he can be hassle-free in the environment that we're working in.
That's the exact opposite of what's going to do.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of what that's going to do.
I agree 100%.
Here's why, though.
What we've been doing.
Hold on, Mike.
Let me be clear why that doesn't work and why this is going to be a serious problem. We have the same thing with the pertussis vaccine. I have lawsuits. We've already gotten
pertussis is whooping cough.
Whooping cough. That vaccine doesn't stop whooping cough. All it does is stop your symptoms. And so we're seeing giant outbreaks of whooping cough in schools all over the country, because what it's doing is turning everybody that gets the vaccine into an asymptomatic carrier. And so when we hear this idea that we're protecting the immune suppressed, we're protecting them by getting the vaccine, the opposite is true. All you're doing is taking your alarm system away that lets you know you're sick. You should stay away from them right now. You have a cough, I have a sneeze, whatever. I shouldn't go near those kids. I shouldn't be working construction. All this vaccine, this COVID vaccine, that's all they appear to be doing is taking away your symptoms, masking your symptoms. Yep. So you're still a carrier, only now you don't know it. Now you're putting everyone in risk that if they are immune suppressed, they're in danger.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of today's March 2nd, The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Due. Joining me is Dale Bigtree. We're taking your calls. We're going to go back to Mike in Texas, let him finish up. I just want to let you guys know the only way we are on the air is when people support us. So people go to InfoWarsStore.com, when people spread the articles, when people share the videos. Share the video about Alex Jones. Daily Mail literally quoted a puppet of Alex Jones from the Howard Stern Show and attributed it to Alex Jones.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Journalism just keeps getting better and better and better.
It boggles the mind. And I contacted them about this. They're like, we're going to look into this and we'll get back to you. It's like, no, like, here's the video link I sent you. I mean, it boggles the mind.
I've been in articles and they quote people's comments on my, you know,
and they say that's you.
That yeah. I basically said that. I was like, I didn't say that. And, you know, I'm not going to tell people what they can and cannot talk about while they're listening to me. And so how is that my responsibility?
Right, you know? Right. So to go again, fight these attacks, we have to stay strong and we basically need your support. We need your money. But in exchange for that money, we give you information and you get products that are amazing, especially Winter Sun Plus. They say 80% of the people that are in ICU and on ventilators from COVID were vitamin D deficient.
That's true. Vitamin D is huge.
So we got it right now. Limited supply, 25% off. We played a video that had a promo code in it earlier, and you can get it for 50% off. So get your Winter Sun today. We also have Ultimate Krill Oil. That's the oil that you need for your brain so you can think clearly. Ultra 12, that's vitamin B12. Those are 40 and 50% off. Knockout, help you go to sleep, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. It's all part of our Fortify Your Supply sale. Up to 50% off plus free shipping. And Storable Foods, 10% off plus free shipping. That's huge because a lot of the cost in getting Storable Foods is the shipping because you're shipping a lot of food and it's heavy. I mean, a 3-month supply of food, you can't fit that in a backpack, people. It comes in buckets, lots of buckets. Your supply of food, even more buckets. So you can get it right now, 10% off plus free shipping. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all those deals. Fortify your supplies now while we have these great deals. Because you don't know, with everything going on, supply lines are getting harder and harder to maintain because the people can't get products. A plant could go out because of COVID. Then they don't work for a week or 2 weeks.
Or, you know, the you could have some freaky ice storm that hits a place that's never been under ice before.
There you go.
Suddenly you have no water, no power, and guess what?
How did you fare? Did you have power and everything?
I had power, but I lost water. And we lost power overnight, and so I had about 10 pipes break in my house. I was a pipe fixing fool. I think I deserve like some sort of master plumbing license.
You got your plumber's crack.
I like doing it myself though. I hate depending on other people. I'm not going to wait till it gets warmer. So I was out there in the cold trying to figure out what's going on in my attic. Oh. And I didn't realize, you know, I was like, why don't pipes break in Colorado? And I flew back for my dad's birthday and I was like telling my best friend who's a builder, he's like, oh, it's illegal to have pipes run through your attic in Colorado and or in exterior walls.
Because they freeze.
So all my walls run in the exterior. I mean, all my pipes from the exterior walls and go through my attic. Well, that's why they froze and broke. And it was a mess. But I learned a lot about my house and about my plumbing.
You do. You learn a lot. You learn how to fix sheetrock and do everything else.
That's right.
And if you're at an older house, you had metal pipes instead of the plastic.
Yeah, they were copper. I switched over, though.
You switched over to the
modernizing that PEX, man.
PEX,
that stuff's
been
shark bite. You know, that, I know you're not selling that stuff here, but you probably should. It's like Bitcoin around here in Texas.
All right, Mike, let's let you finish up real quick. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, what I was talking about, the vaccine, not taking it, I think this atmosphere that is now in this country is one of apathy or just go along to get along. It's the same deal with the mask. I have a son that plays tennis. He's playing outside, but to go watch the games, you got to wear a mask outside. Well, the parents are doing it. Let the kids play. Don't take it. No, this is crap. Take the damn mask off your face. Stop capitulating to all this crap that's going on and be uncomfortable in the stance that you're making. It might not be comfortable to go into a store and get corrected about the mask or have some hostess try to, you know, control you and tell you what to do before you can sit down in a restaurant. It's got to stop there. It's got to stop at the ground level where we're out in the community and stopping people from doing this. I'm not going along to get along anymore. I'm not going to take the vaccine to make it easier on my life where I just am going to get in line with everybody else and just give me my jab so that I can move about my world freely. People are still asleep. There's a difference from being awake and really being awake. You can be aware of what's happening around you, but if you don't care enough to do something different about it, why does it matter that you recognize that or are aware of what's happening to you in this environment?
You know, it's like that old G.I. Joe cartoon, knowing is half the battle. Because if you don't do after you know, what's the
what good does it do? It's a really good point. I say we've got to make it difficult. I walk in until someone tells me to wear a mask. I'm going to make them hire people to have that mm-hmm. uncomfortable. It's their discomfort, not mine. I don't care. I'm going to make you do it. You know, there's a lot of things I don't do anymore. I'm not doing the self-checkout anymore. I want people to have jobs. And frankly, I'm leaving my cart in the middle of the parking lot because I want a human being to have to come out and get a job to get it.
There you go.
You know, otherwise we're just going to be automating everything. We're all mm-hmm. masked. I want you to have to come up and tell me, put on the mask. And then once I'm past you, I'll probably take it off again and make you come back until I push the limit. I don't want to lose my, you know, right to get on an airline right now. So
yeah.
I'll run it as close as I can. And, you know, Whole Foods, I just think, is like a game. I make it a personal game now. Places like a Nazi store.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, how far can I get through the shopping experience before someone stops me? It's like a little game.
Have
fun with it, you know?
I went to a Randall's, and there were three people. The greeter at the door, the security guard, and then finally the manager. All came up and asked me to wear a mask. I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm done. I'm not doing it. Well, and the manager goes, well, I need to have a reason why. I said, it causes me anxiety. I feel like I want to kill people when I put on a mask. and you know what? He backed off, and he didn't bother me again the rest of the time. And
there you go.
And I was talking to people in the store, and they had their masks on, and they're probably looking at me like, why doesn't this guy have a mask on? And it's that we have to plant those seeds, and we have to stand up, or they're going to take everything from us. Let's try to fit in one final caller. Let's go to Scott in Florida. Go ahead, Scott.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. This COVID-19 is a deliberate hoax orchestrated by George Soros, Saul Alinsky, the Rothschilds, and the rest of the Zionist New World Order, which is mainly led by international Jewry to usher in world communism and to destroy capitalism. International Jewish capitalism is at war with international Jewish communism for control of the world. What the Jewish Bolsheviks did in 1917 to overthrow Tsarist Russia and murder the Tsarist family to make Tsarist Russia a Jewish Bolshevik country, the Jewish Bolsheviks are determined to bring communism to the world. I want your listeners to read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion that prove there is a vast and sinister Jewish plot to control the world. It is not a hoax. It is authentic.
Well, I want to know this, Scott. Hold on one second. I know you want to give us a history lesson. We are talking about the vaccine. Did you hear in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu got on and told his citizens that they're all vaccinating. They're all following their dear leader. He said you're going to have to get one every 6 months now. I thought this was a vaccine. I didn't think this was a treatment. But now they're going to force all their citizens, and if they want to go out and do anything, and now they're like, look, we're opening up. You take the vaccine, you get it. But now you're going to take one every 6 months. So see, we're going along to get along a little bit, just did that to you. And I don't think the people of Israel are all in on this, but they're all following their leader.
Well, and the death rate's gone through the roof. The death rate just skyrocketed, especially over the age of 65, once they implemented this vaccine program. So anyone looking at it can tell that it's not making people healthier, which is where I have trouble. You know, I'm all ears. I'll listen to anybody's perspective. But this idea that it's being driven by Israel or Jewish people or anything like that, why would they be poisoning their own? It seems like, why aren't they taking saline injections then? Mm-hmm. If it's a giant lie on the world.
Well, the leaders do that. The leaders do saline.
Why do they want to kill their own people? Isn't the point to sort of proliferate? I mean, you know, whatever religion wants to like sort of take over the world, if that's the case, it just seems like poisoning your own people is not a good start.
Right. And, you know, I don't think Bill Gates is Jewish and neither is Dr. Fauci. And these guys are definitely ringleaders in this cabal of what's going on, trying to get people, because their whole paradigm is we need more vaccination. What can we do to get more vaccination? And there's more coming down the pipeline. How many vaccines are coming down the pipeline?
Thousands.
And now
thousands,
the door is open.
And trials. That's
the
right.
The door's open.
And by the way, so like I said before, we've got, you know, millions, if not billions of bacteria and virus on this planet. There's already named thousands of them that could be deadly or dangerous. These new vector vaccines and these new mRNA vaccines allows them to just make a computer printout, basically. You just mm-hmm. find the code and pop it in, and we can vaccinate you for that, too. Can you imagine if we start allowing like no safety studies, you know, short term.
Son, you need a patriotism vaccine.
We can make a vaccine for every single thing floating in the air. Yeah. We're going to be human pincushions. We're going to, what was the Hellraiser?
Yeah.
We're all going to be like Hellraiser pinhead out here. Pinhead.
Bunch of pinheads walking around. Everybody, Alex Jones Show is coming up next. Thank you for watching Ban.Video. You can find these and other reports and our live shows all at Ban.Video. Spread that link. When you go to the share button, it gives you a secret link that can't be censored. Isn't that funny? We have to do that now.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.